We are holding Zevachim here, Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Again, so now the Gemara asks the question, the top law again, Diskus Neiros, Hosam Namit, Stirshon Tisbach. Yeah, now the Gemara asks the question, Hosam Namit, we get the top line, Hosam Namit, is by Korban Pesach. Also the question is, Ksiv, it says by Korban Pesach, Shom Tisbach Esa Pesach Barav, it says to Shat Korban Pesach Barav, Sir Otsakashim Ben Beseira. How could Ben Beseira say, we're learning Shat now in the Mishnah in Ben Beseira? Today he holds the whole day of Yudal Benisan. Is his mind for Korban Pesach? I the pasuk says clearly Shom Tisbach as the Pesach Baruch, which is mashma only in evening, when after Chatzos and not before Chatzos. So Morris says, no, I'll tell you, Ben Beseira, we use this drasha Hahu Liuchar Dovor Hu Diyosek. Come to tell you that a Korban Pesach comes later. What does that mean? It comes later. The time you learn like this: Yuchar Dovor Shinema Boy Bi'erev. In other words, even though according to Ben Beseira, the whole day is kosher le Korban Pesach, but let's say you wait to bring the Korban Pesach until it comes the time that you can bring the Tamid Shabbein Habayim. So now, like you have two Korbanos to bring, you could either bring the Tamid Shabbein Habayim, or else you could bring the Korban Pesach. So in such a case, now the Pesach is telling us, first bring the Korban HaTamid, and then later bring the Korban of Pesach. That's called Yochar. That even though you could have brought it before, but if now you have two in front of you, the Korban of Tumid and the Korban of Pesach, let the Korban of Pesach come later. Because by the Tumid it only says Ben Habayim. Mashenka by Korban Pesach it says both things, it says Ben Habayim and Beriv, therefore that comes later. If you want to bring the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the day, it could be a source of kosher according to Ben Beseira. So if you wait until the Zman of the Tumid of Ben Habayim, then you have to bring the Tumid first, and then the Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks the question, Omiyukamidi, is there anything, Omiyukamidi, Diilu Shochet Leini Tzafra, or Marta Zimni? This Korban Pesach, he's telling me now, according to Ben Beseira, if you want to shecht it in the morning on Erev Pesach, you dalet is kosher. And then Bechimot Ben Habayim, when it comes punkt after Chatzos, when it comes Ben Habayim, then Amarta, then you're telling me, Yuchadover, you have to wait. No, do not bring the Korban Pesach now, but rather wait and first bring the Tumid Shabbein Habayim, and then bring the Korban Pesach. But do you ever have anything that the Zman starts, and then we start like in the middle of the Zman, wait, you cannot do it, but do something else first, it doesn't make sense. And the Korban, once it started the Zman of the Korban Pesach, that's it, you should be able to do that anytime you want. Gemara says, no, we find a similar case like this. So Rabbi Yechanan said, halacha, what's halacha? Mispalel shel mincha, v'yachakach mispalel shel musafen. That even though musaf, you could daven in the morning, but let's say you wait, you do not daven musaf, whether it's on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or Shredish. You wait, you do not daven musaf. But the last chatzos, when it already became the time to daven mincha, so halacha is, you have to stop and do not daven musaf now. If someone did not daven musaf at the first 6 hours of the day, he should wait and first daven mincha and then daven musaf. So because you see such he said, even though the zman of musaf is the shachris in the morning, but if you waited until the zman of mincha, first you should daven mincha and then daven musaf. So the same thing may be the pshat according to Ben Beseira. The zman of the Korban Pesach is taken through the shachris in the morning, but if you wait until the zman of Ben Habayim left the Chatzos, then you're first supposed to bring the Tumid Shel Ben Habayim and then the Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks the question, if this is the Peshat according to Ben Beseira, so, O Ben Habayim, Tehsiv Gabi Keteris, Feneris Lemeli. Like usually you tell me according to Ben Beseira, Ben Habayim means from the end of one evening, means from the morning, until the next evening, means the whole day. But you're telling me by Keteris Feneris, it does not mean that. So why Bechlad does the Pesach say Ben Habayim by that Lukas and Eris? If you're telling me that Lukas and Eris is only by evening, so what does it say Lashon of Ben Habayim? The Yoid, secondly, Heishiv Rebbe Takas Ben Beseira. That Rebbe answers like instead of Ben Beseira. Now Rashi explains what it means to say is that the Yoid Tani B'Tesefto Tiyuft Rabbi Shia. That's another question, a Tiyuft Rabbi Shia. So this, so far learning this Rabbi Shia's Pshat in Ben Beseira, that he holds it's really kosher if you bring a Korban Pesach, b'shachris yudalit. So we have another question on this chat. The Tanya, because it sounds like this, that Heishiv Rebbe, Tachas Ben Beseira. that Rebbe tried to answer instead of Ben Becerra, as if Rebbe was talking to Ben Becerra back to Rebbe Yeshua. It's not like this, that the Heshev Rebbe Takas Ben Becerra Lodifer Rebbe Yeshua, that Rebbe asked the question according to Rebbe Yeshua. That what? That Yeshua is the one that says that if Yeshech on Erev Pesach Shachris Shalom Lishma Yotis Kasha, as if Yeshech the Jud Gimel. So he asked, Lo Yimamate Bishloi Shosa She Miktsosai Royu. It's very good if Yeshech on Yud Gimel Benisim, the Korm Pesach Lishain Pesach, the Yeshech the Shalom Lishma. It's very good why it's kosher. If you sech it on Yud Gimel, and if Nami then taken, it's kosher Shlo Lishma. Why? Because not even part of the day is fit to have a Korban Pesach. So therefore, Bechal today is not the day of a Korban Pesach. So it has lechem like a Shlomim, and therefore Shlo Lishma is kosher. But it's a Yom HaBiyabi Yosa, but have a kosher in your Rabbi Yeshua. How could you say on Yud Dalet Benisim that if you sech in the morning Shlo Lishma, that the Korban is kosher? Why? She Miktsasa Ro. Since part of the day is fit to have a Korban Pesach brought, like after Chatzos, you could bring the Korban Pesach, so today is different. Therefore today, even in the morning, Shalom Lishmo should be Pesach. That's what Rebbe like answered for Ben Becerra to Rebbe Yeshua. Now, if you want to tell me the word Rabbi Yishi learns Pshat and Ben Becerra, that he holds Takiv V'Shachris, it's kosher to bring the Korban Pesach, V'Yemisa Kulay Royuhu. That according to Ben Becerra, the whole day is fit to bring a Korban Pesach. Why do you say only mixes of the day? The whole day should be fit to bring the Korban Pesach according to Ben Becerra. So from this it's a raya, not like Ben Becerra. Therefore the Gemara says, Elo Omer Reb Yechon. Elo my Reb Yechon says like this, that the Poisel Hoya Ben Becerra, the Pesach Sheshachot to Biyar Basa Shachris. Then Ben Becerra Shittur is, that on Erev Pesach, in the morning, give you Shechtas Korban Pesach. It's possible, Bein Lishmoy, and Bein Shalom Lishmoy. Whether you shechted Lishmoy, Lishem, the Korban Pesach, it's also possible. Because the Shachris, he agrees, that's not the Zman of the Korban Pesach. But the Chiddush is, if you shechted Shalom Lishmoy in the morning, it's also possible. I let it be like a Shlomim? No. Hoyul Miktsasa Ro, since part of the day is fit to be a Korban Pesach, so today it's not called like a Meister, it's not called like a Shlomim, but the whole day it has left like the Korban Pesach. That if you shech this Korban in the morning even, Shalom Lishma, that's Ben Becerra's Chiddush, that the Korban is possible. But who I did if you shecht it in the morning Lishmoi, it would also be possible. So it comes out that we're learning Shatma according to Ben Becerra, that this Korban in the morning of Erev Pesach cannot be brought for anything. If so, Negadiv Borabahu, Gavu asked the question over here like, he said in Cain, if so, Pesach Korshin of Ben Becerra, Hekin Ishkakas Law. How do you ever have a case that a Korban Pesach is Korshin according to Ben Becerra? The question is like this. If you mafresh this Korban Beshachris in the morning to be a Korban Pesach, if so, Dichu Mikorihu. As soon as you mafresh it in the morning, right now it's not fit for anything. But since this Korban is not fit for Korban Pesach, and it's not fit for a different Korban, it's like Dichu, it's pushed away, it's not fit. It should be a Pagam, a Chsorn in this Kedusha, it should not be a Korban fit to be used even later. You were mafresh this Korban before Yudalit on your Gimel Yud Beis. If so, then Nira Venitche, who should have the Lach like true, on Yud Beis or Yud Gimel, is kosher to be brought to Shalom Lishmoy. It's kosher like a Shlomim. But later, when it becomes Erev Pesach in the morning, it's Nitche. At this time, it can't be fit for anything. So it should also be possible when it comes to the Zman of the Korban Pesach. So how do you ever have a case of a Korban Pesach according to Ben Becerra then? Skorin says, El Amar Rabavu, Rabavu says, Teiliyaka Chatzais Enechanami, according to Ben Becerra, the only time a Korban Pesach would be kosher is if you first makdish it after Chatzais on Erev Pesach. So then since you first makdish it now, the Zman that it's roi for the Shittas of a Korban Pesach, so therefore right away it's fit to be used and you're allowed to use it. Therefore there's no nitch, it's not pushed away. But Enechanami, if it would ever be makdish the Korban before him, it would always be like a dichui, that will be possible. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi learns that the Pshat according to Ben Becerra, like we're saying now, that Shachris Yudalid, the Korban cannot be brought for anything. So the question was, if you mafresh it before and let it be a dichui, if I pushed aside at that time it can't be used, that should be absolved in the Korban. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Yirama, Afinu Tamei Mitzafra. even if you want to say the person was mafresh his korban Pesach, you'd dal it in the morning. Still it would be kosher to bring it for korban ben habayim, after chatzos. Why? Because ein mechusa zman boy bayoyim, since today is going to be fit to be used, even though you have to wait a few hours, that doesn't bother me. That's not called like nitche, that's not called a dichui. Since today, the same day you mafresh it, it will be able to be used. That's not called dichui. That's called ein mechusa zman l'boy bayoyim, since it will be fit today. And weiter, even if you want to say the person was makdish his korban Pesach the night coming into Yudalit, the night of Bedikas Chametz, still I tell you, laila ein mechusa zman, even though it cannot be used until the next day in the afternoon. So what? Nighttime is not called a mechusa zman, and it comes the next day, since it will be fit during the next day, there's no mechusa zman here. Where's the proof of this? Where it says the Tony of the very Bishmolah like this, that Leil Shemini nichnas ledir l'sasher. You have a korban, if you have an animal that was born, so the Pesach says like the first 7 days is to stay with its mother, and the eighth day could be brought for korban of Maisa. So the question is, when on the eighth day, at night time or not? So the Rabbi Shmuel learns, Layla, the night time, the night going into the eighth day, Nichnas L'dir L'sasher, then you have a right to bring this animal into the deer to count like with 10 other ones, and if this comes out to be the 10th one, this is fit to be for korban. Even though right now it's not this month to bring it yet, you have to wait till the eighth day. Still, the klal is that Layla is last Mechusa Zman, or could the Rabbi have to Riki? The Rabbi of the Riki Ram, he threw a question like this. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says, for ho yoshivat yomim tachas imoy, that the animal should be for 7 days by its mother, it's not fit to be brought for korban yet. Mashmo halayla chazi, after the 7 days go by, at night time, it's fit to be used. Ksiv, another Pasuk says, o miyoyim hashemini v'holo yerotze, no, the korban can only be used when it's 8 day old, you have to wait till the 8th day. Halayla, Lav loichazi, mashma the night going into the 8th day is not fit to be brought for korban. So it's zero. Okay, so how's it come out? So the answer is like this: laila lekedusha, that you're allowed to be makdish the animal the night going into the 8th day, but the yom leherotza you can't bring it by day. So you first bring it the next day. Since even though at night time it's not as mana korban, but here it's not even fit to be makriv, still it's not called a mechusa zman. It's not called a nitche, even though it can't be used now, because it's like the same day. So not only in the morning is it called fit like for the afternoon, but within night time is also called the same day, part of the day, and therefore it's not called a nitcha. So therefore it also could be a maktish or mafresh korban Pesach even the night going into your dalad, even though then b'shachrit is not fit to be used, that's not called a mechusa zman, since lail is lav mechusa zman. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Kisava Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon holds, Balachayim Nidochim, that a korban, when it's still alive, it's also Nitche. Meaning that if you first makfish an animal, and it was fit to be used, and then something happens to it that's not fit to be used, that's called Nitche, it was pushed away, can't be used for korban, even though the animal is still alive, and then later becomes fit to be used, you're not allowed to use it later. And the Chiddush is, like Rashi says, that there is a man, the Yoma, that says, Ein dichui elu b'shutim, so going meis hamishtaleich, that it's only nitcha means that the animal died. And then lochur is yishpach adam, then you have to spill the blood. But kozman the animal's alive, there's a man yom that says there's no din dichui. So the chur here from Rabbi Yochanan, we say no, it's here from Yochanan, and you see that there's a loch of dichui even when the animal is still alive. And like, where do we see it from Rabbi Yochanan? Because he has to answer, according to Rabbi Yechon and Shita, that according to Ben Besera, the korban is pesul in the morning, so how could you be makrish the korban? If you makrish it like before, then it becomes ever pesach, it's dichui. So we see we're trying to answer, according to Rabbi Yechon, it should not be dichui. You see, Rabbi Yechon holds, there is a din dichui, it is called pushed away, even though it's a balchai. So Amalei the Gemara says, in yes, it's like a true, that's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon and says and holds, that the heimor shel shnei shutzim, that the heimor that belongs to two owners, two partners, hiktish chetio, one owner was makdish his heif, the other owner was not makdish his heif.
But since only half of it is Hegdish, it's not fit to be brought for Korban. It can't be marked as half of a Korban. Then the Chozah, Veloch HaChetzio, then the same owner that was marked the shit, bought off from the other part of his share, the Hegdisha, and now the first owner was marked just like no animal, Veloch is Kedusha, Vienna Kareva. It has Kedusha to it, he was marked the shit, but Vienna Kareva, this Korban cannot be brought for Korban. It's like Nitzcha, since when you were first marked the shit, it wasn't fit to be brought, so Mela has a din Kedusha's Bichui, it was pushed away, so it can't be used anymore, Vienna Kareva, like Rashi says. Since the beginning when you mark the shit, it was not fit to be brought. At that time, here for the animals to chulin. The dicho mikoru was like dicho at the beginning of its kedusha. Hilkach, therefore, any kareva cannot be brought. Oid anymore. What do you have to do now? The tea will let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you'll be poitering, and with the money you buy another carbon. So you see clearly, even though the animal is still alive, if you can hold, yesh dichoi b'balachayim. And who are then the yosek tmura? This korban could be made tmura. You said to the behemoth chulin zetach azu. Who tmura sa ki yosebo, and tmura the same halacha. That itself cannot be brought for korban, but rather you have to be paid for it. Now the Gemara says, l'shmanina, from here we hear class three halachas from this din of Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, l'shmanina, that the balachayim nidachim, even though the animal is still alive, it didn't die yet, since it was once pushed away, it was not fit to be brought for korban, it always remains pushed away, it can never be brought. Another chiddush. Even though at the beginning the kedusha was never such a kedusha to be fit to be brought for korban. So I was thought to say, maybe since the beginning it was only kedusha of nitcha, like you only mark the shef of the animal, later maybe when you mark this the other half, now it first becomes fit, maybe it's fit to be used. That's the Chiddush now, even though it was pushed away all the way from the beginning, still it remains pushed away. That's called Dichu Mikoro, Heavy Dichu. Ushmamina, the third Chiddush is that Yesh Dichu B'damim, even with the money.